We're joined in the studio now by Rotem Dan Moore. He's navigated his way through the mean streets of Brisbane and found himself at 4ZZZ. How are you going today?
I'm all right.
That's good. Now, you're here because you were speaking at the Students of Sustainability Conference.
Yeah.
Which was at the University of Queensland last week, and you were speaking on a panel about Israel-Palestine. You're from Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You got involved with the peace movement through being forced to be in the army. Can you go through that story for us?
I'll try to do it briefly, but like other young Israelis at the age of 18, I was conscripted. Young Jewish Israelis are conscripted, male and female. And female young people will have to go to the army for 2 years, and males will have to go for 3 years. And so I went into the army, and I spent a year and a half in the army, most of it as a soldier teacher working in schools. And after a year and a half in the army, I chose to refuse and declared my refusal and spent some time in prison, and eventually was released about 6 months later.
Now, you were a teacher. Does that mean you were teaching, what were you teaching in school?
Math and English and doing horse riding and basketball and things like this. There's a whole scheme in the Israeli army that was meant to mostly to allow young women to remain in the army because there wasn't enough positions for them, so they opened up a whole sort of teaching, soldier teacher thing, and then young women got to work in community centers and in schools, but as soldiers. And it's another way of integrating army into society, and integrating the society into the army.
What happened to you when you decided that you didn't want to be in the army anymore?
Well, I went to prison. I mean, I went through a process of declaring it, and I reached out to different groups because I wasn't politically active then and didn't know many people who had refused. So it was a whole process of getting to know people and being supported and learning what I need to do to be released, and making a declaration and choosing different steps to do so that it can happen as painfully as possible and as quickly and effectively. And also, it was very important for me to make a message of it. So I had a website and I went to the newspapers, and I did as much as I could to get the message out.
Did you find that once you made this, decided to make the steps, and then found out about other groups, that sort of you weren't as alone as you first thought you would be?
Yeah, I mean, I did it out of great belief and that something really good will come. I didn't know what would come, so I mean, I was surprised how many people there were. In one way, but I wasn't surprised in other ways. I sort of had an idea that there would be some people out there who thought what I was doing was worthwhile and would want to support it, and was very happy to find that there were people who had done it, who were doing it, and who were supporting young people who were choosing this and doing a lot of other wonderful things.
How did you get out of jail?
Walking.
apart from the obvious... Well, actually, some people, I think, crawl out of, you know,
crawl
like,
out, yeah.
I mean, it depends if you dig a tunnel. Perhaps if you dug a tunnel underneath
there
a jail
wall.
There
are more creative ways of getting out of jail.
You could do something. Actually, some people get out of jail by flying. There was a case in New South Wales where some people got a helicopter and flew in and rescued some people. So
I wish.
Yeah.
Next time, I'll think of it.
Yeah.
You'll get the helicopter ready and I'll signal.
Sure. Yep. Yeah, how did you get your release from jail?
The way it works is that young or anybody refusing an order in the Israeli army, or I guess in any army, would be tried by an officer, and that specific officer that tried me could only give me up to 28 days. So usually what happens is people will get 28 days and then will refuse again and get 28 more days and sort of be coming in and out of prison all the time in about a month spurts. And I was fairly lucky. I only got a month because when I came out... They sort of knew that they sort of saw that I was serious about what I was doing and that I wasn't going to be broken. So they decided there was no point in sending me back to prison, but there was still a long process of sort of bureaucracy and different things I had to go through until I was officially released from the army.
Now, you were in teaching duties. Do you know, I mean, there would be people who sort of actually be in combat who take this step that you did to refuse... service?
Oh, definitely. Lots. There's Well, there's different ways or different stages where people can choose to refuse. And Israeli males in the Israeli army will have to go through 3 years of army service, and then will have reserve duty for another 20 or 30 years, a couple of weeks, a year. So there's plenty of young, or not necessarily young, but plenty of Israeli reservists who have refused, and there's a big petition that went around, and a couple of thousand people signed it. And there's also a couple of hundred, I think, young people who have publicly refused and have been recorded and have sat in prison, and so there's lots of other people as well.
And but Israel, like you, you can choose to be in the army in Israel, sort of as a full-time job, much like the Australian army.
In some cases, I mean, some people will choose to do that, and the army needs. If the army offers you a position, you can take it.
Yeah.
And there are sort of professional soldiers, a lot of professional soldiers in Israel as well, similar to the Australian army.